It is. Nice to have Jimmy with us through until 8 o'clock this morning. After that, Callum Ferguson will jump on the blower and chat some cricket with us as well. Brookie's not too far away, and our local legend gets a crack a little bit later on in the hour after a fairly significant weekend for that contributor to the local sporting scene. But to the national sporting scene, Max Gawn is a significant contributor. Just a big man doing big things is what he is. The captain of the D's, who joins us again on the Breakfast Club. Nice to touch base, Maxi. Good morning.
Morning, half, Whitey. Jim, it's been a little rest. I haven't seen you talk to you guys for a good month or two.
No, I know. We gave you a bit of a spell. We know it's been a long year, and we'll just let you freshen up for a big campaign at the back end of the year and, of course, for 2021. But you haven't exactly freshened up yourself. Did you ride 172 Ks on the weekend?
Yes, I did. I don't know. It got really big on me really quickly. it was 36 degrees up in Bright. And there was a couple of big climbs that we did, and the wind was around in the afternoon. So it was a big day. The 171 felt a bit more over 200, but it was for a good cause. It was for the hunger. It was called the Hunger Ride, which is for Food Bank Victoria, which puts meals on tables for young Australians that are in poverty. And there was 32 riders, and between the 32 riders, we raised 130 odd grand. So. Hopefully that puts a few meals on a few tables.
Max, Jimmy Bartel here. Firstly, well done on amazing cause and raising all that money. But secondly, well done on getting through the ride. I couldn't imagine you would have done much cycling with all the hub life through the season, or were you able to get a bike up there in Queensland and all the different hubs just to get some Ks in the legs, as they say?
It's funny, Jim. Early on, they said you can sort of bring one activity thing with you on the plane, and then we can work out how to bring some other stuff up. But most people were bringing golf clubs and surfboards. My bike was the first thing that came up, so I had the bike out. It worked out quite well because our hub was our resort was quite spread out, so I used the bike to get to dinner and breakfast and stuff like that. But then I was able to go for a couple of rides, which was good, up in the sunny coast. And yeah, so I was able to keep my legs ready for a 171k bike ride. But yeah. as Whitey knows, I've been doing a few rides since I've been back as well.
Whenever we used to do any riding down at Geelong, it was really clever to tuck in behind the ruckman or the key position blokes and just get the free ride for whatever ride. When you did the ride recently, 32 people, how many people just kept trying to slip in behind your big frame to get up the hills?
Yeah, the first 30K, I accidentally found myself on the front and no one was swapping. And that was a bit of a headwind to start. So I get my role and I play my role, but I'm not going to sit there the whole day.
So 171 kilometres, how long in 36 degree heat up mountains, how long did that take you?
It was about, there was obviously a couple of stops. It was about 6.5 hours.
Right.
I think we averaged about 28 k's an hour for the day.
Gee, that's impressive considering the hills you were climbing.
Yeah, well, the descents of where I come into action.
Yeah, that's right. So is it something that, I mean, I know you're very passionate about it. Is it something now that you're going to sort of use as an additional pre-season tool, or is it just something that you can only really do as a sort of a hobby, a leisure activity?
Both, I'd say. It's definitely something you can use with the running. It's not going to replace running. Running is a completely different type of fitness, but you can use it with your running and be able to get, obviously, a competitive advantage and get yourself fitter than the rest. And then also, like, it's just a hobby. I'll do something probably at the end of every off-season. I'll do some sort of ride. Unfortunately, couldn't travel anywhere, so Victoria was the place I had to go. But to be honest, I've never done a Victorian climb, and Mount Buffalo is one of the more beautiful places I've been to, so I'll probably do it again.
Yeah, it's interesting. So we talked to Jack Revolt last week, and obviously he is a premiership player again, and it's been a month since Richmond won the premiership, and he's just starting to get back into trying to do some running and get some fitness into him. So you've had that additional month off. How do you feel physically, but also how do you feel mentally, and when did it get to the point where you could kind of put the fatigue of last year behind you and all the uncertainty and start to look forward?
Normally, Whitey, we go away at this time of the year. We sort of try and go somewhere. whether it's in Australia or New Zealand or we go completely across the world and go to America. But that's obviously off the cards this year. So it's actually felt like the longest sort of off-season I've ever had.
Right.
Just sitting at home. The running program got introduced pretty early. We had the first sort of 2 or 3 weeks off, but I couldn't stay still as well, so I was going for a few jobs. But we've still got, I'm pretty sure the older guys still have 5 weeks today. So it's still a long way to go before we're back. You could have not run once and still get fit probably in five weeks. So that's, we've still got a bit of time. But I'm feeling fresh. I've definitely enjoyed being back home. Being back around friends and family and running down on the ovals that I live down here and going for rides. And I've definitely freshened up. Compared to most off seasons, where I usually travel and cram in as much as I can, as much as possible, this is more of a carefree sort of relaxed vibe.
Because it is interesting, even just you saying it then, it doesn't feel like that long ago you were talking about the running sessions you were doing at the local park. Correct me if I'm wrong, with Jaden Hunt there at one point. And, you know, that wasn't pre-season. That was during the lockdown period. So I'm just interested in getting back into it now. How you feel about it? Is it okay? Or are you going, oh, God, we're doing this already now? I'm just interested in your headspace.
It's a great memory that I was running with Jaden Hunt there. That was in April. I did. When I first got sent the running program, the first day is a novelty, but maybe day two of the running program, I did have that thought, Whitey, where I was thinking the grind's back. And it was a pretty tough session, so I wasn't really enjoying it. But now I do love running, so that helps. And there's just this strong desire every pre-season that I go through, because we've basically failed in every season that I've been involved in. You go into pre-seasons with a strong desire to get fitter and better and stronger, and you really, really, really want success. You want to finish a season where you're not angry and you actually can enjoy your off-season. So that's what's driving me again. And that's what's driving most of these young guys to do their running and get better, I suppose.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sorry, Jim.
Max, just the added layer too. You said it's driving these young guys. Can you take us from an experienced player that this time of year is also a difficult time of year, because a lot of guys who not only your teammates but you've been mates for, you know, 5, 6 plus years, and with the reduction of list sizes, you'll see a couple of mates delisted. And how tough is that, as firstly as a mate, but then as a teammate, when you see, you know, Oscar McDonald and that being told their services aren't required anymore?
Yeah, it's a challenging time of year, Jim. I've been a one club player and been in contract the majority of the time that I've been at the club, and wouldn't really know what some of these guys are going through. But we obviously had to do some trades. We got in Big Ben Brown, which is exciting. I think he's an A-grade full forward. We got Prusy and Mitch Hannon left the club to seek better opportunity. And as a friend, I reckon it's a great move from them. As a teammate, you're a little bit disappointed, but you can understand. And then obviously the delisting one is the one that really hurts. Oscar McDonald's a close friend and has filled in a great gap for the Melbourne Football Club between James Forward and Stephen May. We had Oscar McDonald and he played 80 games and he played on some of the best forwards in the land. We were actually joking when I saw Ben Brown the other day. I think he cost Ben Brown a Coleman when Jeremy Cameron kicked 10 and we kicked Ben Brown to 1. So he definitely did do his role in 80 games at any sort of football club at the AFL level is a pretty good effort. So we will miss these guys, but yeah, the list of short and as guys going on rookie lists, there's all sorts happening. It's where we are at the moment. But yeah, it's just a difficult time of year, Jim.
Do you catch up with them, Max? Do you do like team sort of farewells for those guys that aren't going to be a part of it? Even though you probably catch up with them through the years and anyway, it's not like they're moving to another planet, but do you just give them a send-off?
No, delete their number straight away. Obviously, with COVID, it's been hard to catch up as a group. And there's people everywhere. Jaden Hunt got back yesterday, I think, from Queensland. That's a pretty big trip from Huntsy. Mitch Hannon was definitely still over there for a long time, so there was no chance of seeing Mitch Hannon. The two Wagner boys both live in Queensland now, so it's quite hard with the restrictions we have. But there will be a chance. Obviously, there's a lot of staff with the football department shrinking, so we'll put our minds together and see if we can sort out some sort of Christmas party or something just to give these guys a good farewell.
Yeah, I think it's worthy of some sort of catch-up at some stage. And your exit interview, Maxie, how did you sum up your year? The coach sum up your year?
It was a tale of sort of 2 years. I was in some relatively good touch and playing some good footy and was enjoying the hub and enjoying the shortened breaks. And then a couple of impact injuries, which makes me feel okay that they were impact injuries rather than struggling with the shorter breaks. Obviously it hurt my PCL and tore my lat off the bone in the matter of 2 weeks, and had 3 weeks off there, and then the next 5 weeks that I came back, I struggled to probably get out of a jog at times, and I'm still happy I put my hand up and I was able to play some okay football, but wasn't to the level that I would have liked. So again, like I said before, that's what drives you now. So my body let me down. So in my head, I'm like, well, I've got to make sure my body doesn't let me down again. So you have this mad desire to train as hard as you can and get as strong as you can so it doesn't happen again.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with that and with the off-season as well, mate, whatever it looks like for you. We always appreciate chatting to you on The Breakfast Club and look forward to spending more time with you through 2021. Have a great Christmas if we don't get to you before then, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, gents. It's good to see you back, Jimmy.